Welcome to Snack Size Language, the podcast that teaches you snack-sized language lessons to help you reach new heights in just 5 minutes.
Snack Size Language is brought to you by Language Conqueror. You can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconqueror.com/22.
I'm Shannon Kennedy, and I'm here with my splendid co-host, Caitlin Sakasis.
Oh, we're getting really creative today.
All right. In this lesson, we're going to show you how to count in Chinese. It's something essential you need to know because we use numbers to talk about so many things. For now, we'll work on numbers 1 through 10, so let's get right to it.
Right. I can read these kanji but from my knowledge of Japanese, but teach me how to say them in Chinese.
I'll do that. All right. So 1 in Chinese is yi. It's really easy. Yi.
Yi.
And 2 is R. It's a falling tone. R.
R.
There are actually two ways of saying 2 in Chinese, but we're not going to get into that for now. To keep things simple, we'll just focus on the word that you use for counting. So that's R. 3 is San.
San.
4 is Si.
Si.
5 is third tone. This one's a little bit tricky. Wu.
Wu.
Good. 6 is Liu.
Liu.
7 is Qi.
Qi.
8 is Ba.
Ba.
9 is another falling rising tone. Jiu.
Jiu.
And 10 is Shi.
Shi.
Good. You'll notice that the way that I pronounced it, they had very specific pitches or tones, and in Mandarin Chinese, it's important to pay attention to this because if you say them with the wrong pitch or tone, their meaning changes. So when we go through the review, I'm just going to remind you to pay attention to the pitch that I'm saying each of the numbers.
Awesome. And here's how you can put what you learned in this lesson into practice. When you do all of your counting this week, do it in your language. Count the stairs, count your cups of water, count jumping jacks or push-ups as your reps if you like exercising like me. Count it all in Chinese. The more you practice, the better you'll get. All right, Shannon, you have a trade secret for us this episode?
I do, and it's very similar to how you can put this into practice this week. So one of the things that I like to do when I'm working on numbers is do all of my counting in the language that I'm working on. So for example, if I'm working out, I'd count the number of reps that I'm doing in the language. If I'm working on a recipe, I would count the measurements in the language. If I'm walking up the stairs, I'll even count the steps. I basically look for any opportunity I have to count, and then I make sure that I would do it in the language that I'm learning. And so you get the picture. As you do countable things this week, do your counting in your language. It'll reinforce both your counting and your numbers. So let's go through the words that you've learned once more. 1 is E, 2 is R, 3 is San, 4 is Si, 5 is Wu, 6 is Liu, 7 is Qi, 8 is Ba, 9 is Jiu, and 10 is Shi.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. We appreciate your reviews because they let us know what you enjoyed most about the podcast so we can keep doing more of it and so other people like yourself can find the podcast. You can share your thoughts at languageconqueror.com/review.
And if you'd like to keep learning with us, you can join Language Conqueror. Each month we release a new language quest to help you reach new heights with passion-driven language learning. Find out more at languageconqueror.com. Once again, you can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconqueror.com/22. Till next time, 再见.